Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
Welcome into Trappers Warm-Up here. Bancroft Memorial Park, your Pier Trappers on the road here for this final game of a four-game road series between the Trappers and the North Iowa Ragin' Roosters. Trappers won last night's game 14-3 in run rule fashion, and they will need to pick up a victory tonight if they want to even out that series. I had a little bit of a different interview today with a couple of the players. You guys can just hear. You guys just listen and check it out. It was a pretty fun one to do. All right, now Ryan Breeden here, and I guess we're going to do something a little bit unconventional. I have Tyler Traphagen, Noah McCreary, Kynan Shahidi, and then Caleb Hay just hanging out. They want to ask me some questions, so I'll hand the microphone over to Kynan Shahidi, and I guess fire away.
Yo, I'm super excited to ask these questions here. I know this is a big responsibility for us right here. Make sure, you know, it's good for the viewership and everything. So the biggest question of the hour, like, are you a Shrek guy or a Pirates of the Caribbean guy?
Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm Team Johnny all the way.
Team Johnny all the way.
Easily.
True that.
I mean, Shrek is, like, iconic, but, like, Pirates of the Caribbean is where it's at.
I disagree, but Trap.
We got Trap here, you know, with the three homies interviewing Mr. Ryan. You know, there's a little something I got to ask you.
Okay.
You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
What's the best food you ever had?
The best food I've ever had? I'm going to go with... I went to this place in Wisconsin back when I was home, so they've got like really good cheese and stuff, right? And I had a pesto pizza, so it was like a flame grilled pizza. It was pesto sauce instead of like red sauce or Alfredo. Pesto, chicken, some Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and some tomatoes, and it hits the spot.
I don't know, I'm gonna say that's cap. I saw you chomping on them ribs earlier today, man.
Hey, the ribs, they were good, you know. It was a much needed change of scenery in terms of food.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. I'm going to hand it to my guy, Noah.
All right. Noah McCreary here. One question I got for you, Ryan, is what was the single funniest moment in the Trapper season so far?
Single funniest? It was when you, sir, Noah McCreary, threw the first pitch of the game in Minot 50 feet up the backstop and threw everybody off guard. That was by far the funniest moment of the year.
I like to keep him off balance.
All right, well, that was fun. Something different. Nice little change of pace. Caleb, do you have any questions before I send it back? Okay, go ahead.
Hello, this is Caleb Hay here. Ryan, I want to know, who is your favorite trapper?
My favorite trapper? My favorite trapper is me. Everyone goes silent. I can't pick. You guys are like my children. You guys are like my children. I can't pick between you.
All right.
Yeah, you're older than
Caleb Hay here with another question.
Okay,
Ryan, what is your favorite moment of the Trapper season so far?
My favorite moment, honestly, has been... It was that four-game winning streak that you guys went on. The last four when we were at home, just before we came here. So much confidence, and you guys... Everyone was having fun. And then honestly too, another one, probably my second favorite, is when I've started playing Fungo Golf with you guys before a game. Me, you, Caleb, Coach Jamie, and Jacob Griffin. We started playing Fungo Golf, and it's been one of my favorite things to do as well. But yeah. All right, well, that was a little bit of a change of pace, a long one for that one. But you know what? It was fun, and now we'll send it back here.
I got one more.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
That's hit well out to deep center field. Back at the wall, and it is out of here. Goodbye, home run, Anthony Barraza.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
We are about ready for first pitch here from Bancroft, Iowa. The final game of this four-game road series for your Trappers taking on the North Iowa Raging Roosters. We have had had some weird things happen here in the ballpark over the last 20 minutes or so. Travis Herbert starting on the mound for the Roosters. He is getting warmed up right now. Parker Lewis, the Trappers' right-handed relief pitcher, was set to make his first start of the year tonight. And about 20 minutes before first pitch, over there near the Trappers' bullpen, he collapsed to the ground in intense pain in his lower back, having some terrible back spasms. And it's even more unfortunate. He had a scout here from Iowa Lakes to watch him pitch tonight, and he will not be able to go with those back spasms. So you've got a feel for Parker Lewis. He is since then up off the ground, and he is doing much better now, but still not in any condition to pitch. So he will just be watching on as Tynan Shahidi gets the start on the mound. So it'll be a complete position player game for the Trappers. Jackson Mix will lead things off against Travis Herbert. And the first pitch of the night misses up and outside for ball one. I'm kind of surprised to see Travis Herbert on the mound back on June 28th. So just, I don't know, 5 days ago? 1-0 pitch. There's a called strike. Wants to count 1-1. Travis Herbert threw 102 pitches against the Trappers in that final game at home in the three-game series in Pier. And then just two nights ago, came in and threw 21 pitches, as that one misses outside for ball two, so the count 2-1 here. So Travis Herbert cutting it very close on that pitch count, being eligible to go back out there, but he is there nonetheless, the 2-1. There's a called strike two on a fastball that runs in there. So four pitches, four fastballs, two balls and two strikes. Herbert is this team ace, has a record of 2-2, the only one for the Roosters who has a record of 500 or better. Goes with a slider there, and it runs inside, so the count full here to the Trappers' leadoff man, Jackson Mix, who is starting at short. And I'm especially rooting for this lineup to produce. I'll explain why after the payoff pitch. That one misses outside, ball four. It was close. Travis Herbert thought he had strike three, but instead Jackson Mix leads this game off with a walk. So I'll read off the rest of this lineup for you. So Jackson Mix leading things off. He's now at first base with the leadoff walk. Hunter Brown, Tyler Trapphagen, Anthony Barraza, Will Hoke, Garrett Arnold, Maddox Mueller, Jacob Griffin, and Trevor Seagraves. This lineup is my baby because I made it. I was tasked with making tonight's lineup. I was told yesterday after the game, first pitch Hunter Brown, hit up the middle. Now we'll get through for a base hit. There you go, Hunter. Way to make me look good. So the first two of this Ryan Breeden batting order for the Trappers reach safely. And that will bring up Tyler Trapphagen. But so when I got on the bus last night, Coach Jamie told me, he was like, Ryan, the team voted and we decided that you will be making the lineup tonight. So I said, oh, all right, just immediately put that pressure on me. So I spent pretty much all night last night and all afternoon today trying to figure out exactly how I wanted to do this. As Tyler Trapphagen is in there now for the first time. Squares to bunt, gets it down, and that's going to be a good one. It will move the runners over to second and third. Trapphagen out at first, but he does the job there. Sacrifice bunt. Runners now on second and third with one out. And that brings up Anthony Barraza, who is designated hitting tonight. And so basically what I did with this lineup, I tried to just have what I thought was the best lineup that I could possibly make, and that's what I went with. Barraza now here. First pitch. Half swing, and it's fouled off that brand new installed netting there in front of the concession stand. So the count 0-1, one out, top of the first. Jackson Mix is on third. He reached on a leadoff walk. Hunter Brown on second. He had a base hit up the middle. The 0-1 pitch. Hit on the ground to short. That will score a run. The throw to first is in time, and a nice pick over there at first base from Wyatt Duncan. But again, that does the job. Barraza puts it in play. Ground out. An RBI ground out to short. Jackson Mix scores. And so there is the first run in the game and the Ryan Breeden era of managing. No, I was only responsible for making the lineup. It's all the guys who are doing everything from here. Will Hope now coming up, the Trapper's first baseman. Hunter Brown on third with two outs, 1-0 to score. First pitch fastball leaks outside, so the count 1-0. Will Hoke, he has one home run this season. It came against these Roosters back in Hyde Stadium. The 1-0 pitch, and that one's popped up to the left side, maybe playable for Griffin Snyder at third, and he will not get there. Lands out of play. And so the count now 1-1. Left-handed hitting Will Hoke. Hoke has been a bit better as of recent. He started the season hot, got on a little bit of a cold streak, and now has resurged. And there's a called strike, too. They say that changeup catches the inside part of the plate, so Will Hoke needs to shorten up and protect now in a 1-2 count. Two outs, top of the first. Just underway here from Bancroft Memorial. The 1-2. Hit on the ground to first. Duncan fields it cleanly, and he will take it to the bag himself for out number three. But the Trappers put up a run in the top of the first. A leadoff walk followed by a base hit from Hunter Brown, and then an RBI ground out from Anthony Barraza. So we will go to the bottom of the first inning. Trappers leading it early on here. 1-0 on the voice of the Trappers. River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup, or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, we just had this one, I think. I think we might have done this one last night. This is Iris by Goo Goo Dolls, right? Heather, for the name of that tune to start us off. I believe that was Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. 1-0 is the score. The Trappers lead it after the top of the first inning. Tynan Shahidi is getting the start on the mound after Parker Lewis, who was set to start, was unable to go. He had some bad back spasms about 20 minutes before game time, and he seems to be doing a little bit better now, but still certainly in no position to start. So Tynan Shahidi, the Trapper's outfielder, on the bump tonight. This will be his third career outing as a pitcher. He went on June 30th against these Roosters and went three innings, 54 pitches, and gave up two earned runs. First pitch runs in, and that one hit him. It grazed off that sleeve, That right sleeve of the red jersey of Michael Pratt. So a leadoff hit by pitch, and that brings up Dane Nakasuka. He was not in the starting lineup last night, had to finish up an essay, at least apparently, for his summer school classes. He did sub in later in the game, though, and went 0 for 1. First pitch fastball misses too far inside, so the count 1 and 0. The Trappers wearing the gold jerseys. Chahidi picks over to first, but Pratt gets back there safely. Michael Pratt was 2 for 4 last night in the leadoff spot on first now to the hit by pitch. The 1-0 pitch, that one missed high, ball 2. The count 2-0. After Dane Nakasuka will be Eddie Madrigal, Wyatt Duncan, Nick Eastham, Jarrett Brannon, Griffith Snyder, Cy Probst, and Caden Miller. The 2-0 pitch, that one's nubbed to third. Hunter Brown fields it cleanly, collects and throws to second for one and to first, and it is in time. So there is a 5-6-3 double play. It was a bit weird. Jackson Mix ranged over there from short to cover the throw. And so there you go. There's a double play. Puts two outs on the board in the bottom of the first, and now nobody on. It hit off the hands, off the very inside the handle of the bat from Nakasuka. First pitch to Madrigal's in there for a called strike one. But Nakasuka, you know, he just hit it off the hands, and it just kind of blooped over there to Hunter Brown at third, who made the play. On one pitch, and that one misses high, so the count now 1-1. Nakasuka is back to being a regular in this lineup after he missed the better part of the season with his back spasms that he had, kind of similar to what Parker Lewis is going through tonight. But he grounded into that double play just a few moments ago, and now Eddie Madrigal in a 1-1 count misses outside. Madrigal back at catcher today. He started yesterday out in left field. There was a bit of a shortage in terms of outfielders, and that one's hit on the ground foul to the right side, so the count now full at 3-2. Two outs, bottom of the first. Nobody aboard for the Roosters. The Trappers leading it 1-0. Shahidi, the payoff pitch. That one's cranked to the right side, foul. So another foul ball and another 3-2 pitch upcoming. Pretty much not a single cloud in the sky here over Bancroft Memorial. The 3-2 pitch misses high, ball 4. So a two-out walk to Eddie Madrigal, and that will bring up Wyatt Duncan, who is starting at first base tonight. Duncan in yesterday's game 0 for 2, but did reach safely twice on the walk. Tynan Shahidi so far in his first inning, a hit by pitch and a walk. And that one is hit well out to left field. The wind carrying it up there, and it will be caught in left by Jacob Griffin, making his first start in left field this season. And so now we will go to the top of the second inning. Trappers leading it 1-0 on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Steve, the really sad thing about this. Really sad thing about this Name That Tune. I remember that we played this one last night, and I got it wrong then. I didn't know it then, and I still don't remember it now. So still have no idea, even though it literally, I should know it, but I don't. So I'm 1-for-2 now tonight on the Name That Tune. But hey, it's okay. Losing my religion, that's right. Okay. Heather making me look bad on purpose. I see how it is. Nah. Just kidding. Ryan Breeden here in the Bancroft Memorial Press Box. Trapper is up here in the top of the second. 1-0. First pitch misses behind Garrett Arnold, the catcher. That one nearly grazed the shoulder blades as it sailed to the backstop. So the count 1-0. Garrett Arnold leading off the top of the second. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. The wind is blowing pretty steadily from right center field down towards that left field line. The 1-1 pitch, and that one's popped up to the right side in foul ground. Wyatt Duncan on the move near the dugout and cannot make the play. So the count now 1-2 to the catcher Garrett Arnold. Maddox Mueller will be to follow Jacob Griffin after that. And Trevor Seagraves awaits as well if we get that far. Herbert, the 1-2 pitch. Fouled straight back, so staying alive. He's an expert in two-strike counts. Garrett Arnold leads the team in most pitches seen with two strikes. So the 1-2 and the pitch. That one's nubbed out to left center field. Nakasuka moves over and makes the catch for out number one. The wind just kind of kept pushing that one farther into left center field, but Nakasuka has the speed and had the good jump to make that play.
Right fielder, Maddox Mueller.
And now Maddox Mueller in right field tonight. Typically see him in center field and left field, but, you know, I made the executive decision. I like Maddox Mueller's speed, but I also really like his arm. He has the strongest arm of any trapper outfielder. First pitch fouled off, so the count 1-1. And so typically what you'll see for a lineup, for guys in the field, you typically want to have your strongest arm out there in right. And so that's what I decided to do with Maddox Mueller. And I like the idea of it. That one is hit off the end of the bat, Nick Eastman left field. Initially couldn't see it because of the sun, but then stumbling forward makes the catch up near his shoestrings. Nearly got crossed up there by the sun and by the wind, but Nick Eastman battling Mother Nature, battling the conditions, and made that catch, even though it did not look very easy. So now two outs. That brings up Jacob Griffin starting out in left field. First pitch, fouled straight back, so the count 0-1. Griffin does not see very much time in left field here with the Trappers. This is just his first start out there, but, you know, he told me yesterday that he spends a lot of time in left field back in school. The 0-1, that one's hit on the ground to second. Jarrett Brannon scoops it, and the throw on the run is in time for out number three. So a quick 1-2-3 inning in the top of the second for the Trappers. But to quickly finish my thought, Jacob Griffin told me back in college this past season, he started 18 games in a row in left field, so very much knows how to navigate that left side of the outfield. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Trappers 1, Roosters 0 here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Yes. So I am now going to be 2 for 3 on the Name That Tune front of things. Bittersweet Symphony. So I'm 2 for 3 now. We're keeping score tonight now. Heather back in the studio. Heather Williams, my producer, is keeping score. Nick Easton leading off the bottom of the second. First pitch goes with an off-speed. Almost looks like a knuckleball off the hand of Tynan Shahidi, and it's called strike one. Trappers leading it 1-0, starting off the bottom of the second. Goes sidearm with that release, but it stays inside, so the count now 1-1. And the pitch, hit on the ground to short. Jackson Mix fields it, and the strong throw to first, and it is in time from the lunging Will Hoke for out number one. You know, another thing as well for this team that I tried to assemble lineup-wise, I was trying to put the strongest possible defensive team out there that I could. Hunter Brown has been locked down at third base this season. It's now Jarrett Brandon will stand in here with one out. First pitch, and that one nails him on the hip. Second hit by pitch in as many innings for Tynan Shahidi, and so there's a runner aboard with one away. But Hunter Brown has the most fielding opportunities on the team, tied with Trevor Seagraves, who is also out there in the field at second. And then Jackson Mix is the next one who has the most opportunities beyond that, and he's over there at short. He just made that play two batters ago to get out number one. Griffin Snyder has a runner on first with one out. First pitch, and there's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. I don't think that this zone tonight will be as wide as last night's zone was. Last night, it really stretched out there, and both pitchers took advantage. 0-1. Swung on and missed. Crossed him up with an off-speed. So the count now 0-2. Griffin Snyder batting 269 on the season. But just 2 weeks ago, he was batting 163, so really has gotten hot and come a long ways here leading up to this at-bat here. Double play is in order, 0-2, and that one's fouled off into the net to that right side. I call it the circus tent because of the way the nets kind of hang up and form into a bit of like a peak to protect us up here in the press box. The circus tent, which matches the circus music that we have loaded up and ready to go whenever Heather wants it for the push of a button. Pick over to first, nothing doing though. Will Hoke has it bounce off the glove and skip away a little bit, but not too far. So Jarrett Brandon stays at first. It's the count 0-2, one out here in the bottom of the second. And the pitch goes a slider, and they will say that he did not go around. So the count now 1-2. They'll even appeal down to the field ump just to make sure, and he swipes those arms horizontally, showing that there was no swing. So Griffin Snyder, the third baseman, in a 1-2 count here. Cy Probst is on deck. The 1-2 skips in the dirt, but a fantastic stop from Garrett Arnold. He lunged way over to his right and kept his body in front of it. It would have been a wild pitch and allowed for Jarrett Brandon to advance to second, but instead he has to remain there at first. Count now 2-2. And the pitch misses just low, so the count full. It was 0-2. It is now 3-2. For Tynan Shahidi, his first start on the mound. Gets set, and the payoff pitch misses high, ball four. Runners now on first and second with one out. That will bring up Cy Prost. Parker Lewis was scratched from the lineup very, very, very late. He was set to be tonight's starting pitcher. Had some back spasms while stretching out 20 minutes before the game. And he is still feeling some pain over there just behind the Trapper's dugout, still trying to stretch it out, walk it off. First pitch, that one misses outside, ball one. Cy Probst, designated hitting. He was the catcher last night. Probst batting 273, that one misses high. The count 2-0, and Shahidi needs to try and dig deep here and not load the bases with just one out. The 2-0. Now one bounces in the dirt for ball three. Seven consecutive balls from Tynan Shahidi. He got a quick out number one, but then a hit by pitch and a walk, and now 3-0 the count. And the pitch, there's a strike. Shahidi gets back into that strike zone with that fastball. The count now 3-1. And the pitch misses upstairs, ball four. Bases loaded, one out. Bottom of the second, the Trappers leading it 1-0, but in danger of losing that lead here early on with bases loaded, one out for Caden Miller, the Roosters' shortstop. Miller, his third consecutive game in the lineup. First pitch misses outside for ball one. Batting 312. Last night went 2-for-3 with two base hits. And the pitch, there's a taken strike one. Roosters will, most likely their approach will be to make Tynan Shahidi throw strikes. 1-1. There's a called strike two. That outside fastball, Caden Miller couldn't believe it. Just kind of frozen where he is until now, stepping out and getting a quick practice swing before striding back in. 1-2 the count. Bases loaded, one out. Shahidi quick pitching it, and that one's popped up to the right side. Maddox Mueller on the move. He makes the catch, and there will be no tag from third. There's Maddox Mueller with that strong arm over there in right field. Jarrett Brannon not testing that arm strength. Stays right where he is at third base. So now bases loaded, two outs. And we are back to the top of the order for Michael Pratt, who has been red hot in these last two games. 5 for his last 9. And now it's hit on the ground to second. Seagraves fields it cleanly. The throw to first. And it is in time for out number 3. Tynan Shahidi does a little skip-step celebration off the mound. It was bases loaded, one out for the Roosters, but then they pop up and ground out, so they strand the bases loaded. And we will take a quick break and come back here for the third. Trappers 1, Roosters 0 on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot bush hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new bush hog 9-foot disc mower, a bush hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand, priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
Kryptonite by Three Doors Down to get us back in here for the top of the third inning. So I'm now, what, 3-for-4? 3-for-4, I think. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM Pier. The best gift you can give your family is you, so please be safe and buckle up. Trevor Seagraves will lead things off for the Trappers, who lead it 1-0. Going to the third inning, this lineup kind of rolling over perfectly. Trevor Seagraves, kind of a second leadoff man, you know, in that nine spot, and the goal is typically for him to maybe sometimes lead off some innings, and that's exactly what he does here, and that's a called strike one from Travis Herbert. So Trevor Seagraves will be followed by Jackson Mix and Hunter Brown. The 0-1. Nice take on a slider that misses low and out. So they count now 1-1. Seagraves has gotten himself pretty firmly out of his hitting slump that he was in. 1-1. Nubbed to third, and Griffin Snyder snags it on a line for out number one. Driven off the end of the barrel from Trevor Seagraves. Griffin Snyder, though, able to just lunge a little bit to his right and make the catch. So one down here in the top of the third. Brings us back to the top of the order for Jackson Mix. He walked to lead off the game and scored a run back in the top of the first. First pitch, Jackson Mix comes up empty on that swing. So the count 0-1. Mix in that left batter's box. The 0-1 misses in the dirt, goes with a changeup, but cannot spot it. Travis Herbert, as I mentioned, that Roosters ace. He has mostly pitched against the Trappers this season. As the 1-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike two out in front of that one. So Mix will step out, readjust, and stride in a 1-2 count. Of the 8 outings that Travis Herbert has been on the mound, I guess 9 if you include this one, 6 of the 9 have been against the Trappers. Fastball that runs upstairs, so the count 2-2. And Travis Herbert, in a lot of those starts, there's been no decisions. The 2-2. And there's a called strike 3. Fastball in near the knees that catches that inside corner. So Mix goes down looking. And so there are now two outs here in the top of the third. And that brings up Hunter Brown. A base hit up the middle in his first at-bat. But Travis Herbert, he gave up 6 earned runs against the Trappers back on June 17th. That was his worst outing against this team. So there's a changeup to misses low. His best outing against the Trappers was actually probably the last time he was out there. That one is check swung down the third base line, and it will just drift foul. So the count now 1-1. Hunter Brown in a 1-1 count, and the pitch fouled straight back. So the count 1-2 now here. Two outs, top of the third. Trappers leading it 1-0. Working from the windup. And the 1-2, hit on the ground to short. Caden Miller snags it on a hop and throws the first in time for out number 3. So another scoreless frame here in this game. That is 4 consecutive zeros. And so we go to the bottom of the third inning. No runs have scored since that top of the first. And so we will go to the bottom of the third here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot bush hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand, priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Nice. We got some pink rolling up on So What, the name of that song. So I'm now, I think, 4-for-5 as we go to the bottom of the third. Trappers leading at 1-0. Dane Nakasuka leading things off here for the Roosters. Tynan Shahidi, the starter for the Trappers. He's thrown 33 pitches. Quick pitches, that one, and it misses inside the count, 2-0. Quite a bit of a dust there on that deep navy blue helmet on that left side of Dane Nakasuka. That one sliced to the left field line, and that will just slice foul. It would have been extra bases, most likely two. But it missed about 8 to 9 inches to the left of that line. So instead, that will just go down as a foul ball. The count 1-1. Nakasuka, he is 0-for-1 in this game, grounded into that double play in his last at-bat. Shahidi, quickly working, and the 2-1 misses high. The count now 3-1. He's mixing up that release point, mixing up the timing, relying on that deception. As a position player, he's not going to blow anything by you. The 3-1, that one is hit out to deep right field. Maddox Mueller on the move. The speed, is he there? He is not. Misplays it in right field, so it bounces off the wall, and Nakasuka cruises in to second. Initially, it looked like Maddox Mueller in right was going to be able to make the play, but instead it leaks past the glove and bounces off the wall. So a runner on second now with nobody out for the Roosters. And now Eddie Madrigal will come up. He walked in his first at-bat. He has a runner in scoring position now. Madrigal, left-handed hitter, batting 200 with runners in scoring position. First pitch, swing and a miss, high fastball. Look out, 0-1. And you wonder if the wind might have had a little bit of an effect on that fly ball as well. Is it blowing in like that? The 0-1 misses, so the count now 1-1. Runner on second, nobody out. Bottom of the third, Trappers 1, Roosters 0. And the pitch, swing and a miss with a off speed. And the count now 1-2. So Shahidi getting set, looking for his first punch out. And the pitch misses inside, nearly hit him. Shahidi has already walked three batters and hit two. Kind of a miracle that he has not given up a run here so far in this game. Luckily, has had that good defense behind him. And the pitch, that miss is just inside. So the count now full. A chance for the Roosters to continue on, adding base runners. The 3-2 hit into shallow center field. Traphagen won't get there, and that's a base hit. Nakasuka will just have to creep up to third. Initially off the bat, he could not tell if that was going to be caught or if it would get down. So he had to hesitate. Runners now on the corners. Nobody out. Wyatt Duncan at the plate. And the Roosters looking to tie this game, maybe even take a lead. Two hits for the Roosters so far, just that one hit for the Trappers. Duncan was hit by a pitch. Actually, no, it was a sacrifice fly for Wyatt Duncan. No, it wasn't a sacrifice fly. What is that? Hold on. He's 0 for 1. This might be a sacrifice fly, though, into right field. Maddox Mueller has a strong arm. Nakasuka will tag the throw to home, and they have Nakasuka turn back around and head for third. So, again, we see the strong arm of Maddox Mueller in right field. Whoever decided to put him out there in right field is probably a genius. He has the strong arm, and that is now twice in the first three innings where he has had to prompt one of those Roosters runners back to third rather than trying to tag. Shahidi picks over to first, nearly skips away from Will Hoke. Does a good job saving a run by keeping it in front. Nick Eastham is up there now. He is 0-for-1 in this game. First pitch. That one just missed, and I guess I'll say that one was high in the zone. So 1-0 the count. Runners on the corners. One out, bottom of the third, and the pitch. There's a called strike. Might have been a bit of a makeup call on that called ball one we had just a pitch ago. It leaked a bit outside. So the count now 1-1. And the pitch. Hit on the ground to second. Could this be two? Seagraves to second for one into first, and it is not in time. So unfortunately for the Trappers, that one just hit a little bit awkwardly and too much speed from Nick Eastham down the line. So they could not turn two to end the inning. So we are now tied up at one. Here in the bottom of the third, Dane Nakasuka comes in to score. First pitch now to Brannon. He rockets that one into right field for a base hit. Maddox Mueller misplays it a little bit, so Easton will go to third. And there is no throw, so he is sliding in there safely. Good awareness from Nick Eastham. It is not surprising. Probably this team's best base runner, leads the team in stolen bases. Had the awareness. So now runners on the corners once again for the Roosters. Tied up at one here in the bottom of the third inning. After the base hit from Jarrett Brannon, brings up Griffin Snyder. He walked in his first at bat. First pitch missed way outside, so the count 1-0. This will be a completely positioned player on the mound run game for the Trappers. The 1-0 now and missed high for ball two. No available pitchers for the Trappers, so Tynan Shahidi has to start. Andrew Beavers will probably see some action as well. Trappers will have to try and scrap this one out. The 2-0 lofted up out of play to the right side. The count now 2-1. Two outs, bottom of the third. The Roosters tied it up at one on a RBI fielder's choice off the bat of Nick Easton. The 2-1 pitch misses inside, ball three. Cy Propst is on deck. Needs one more out to get out of this inning. The 3-1. And that misses ball four. That's the fourth walk for Tynan Shahidi, his sixth free pass in 2 2/3 innings. Now we'll bring up Cy Probst. designated hitting. He walked in his first at-bat as well. And he's got bases loaded with two outs. Big at-bat here in this game. Can the Trappers keep it tied? First pitch misses high. Or will the Roosters take a lead going into the fourth? Shahidi thrown 55 pitches, 25 strikes, and 30 balls. And now we'll have a mound visit from Garrett Arnold to go and talk to Tynan Shahidi. Ultimately, for the Trappers, the offense, they're going to have to show up if they want to win this game. You know, having position players on the mound, I think that it's expected that over the course of a 9-inning game, you will most likely give up at least 5 runs. So that offense, they will be the ones who have to snatch victory here in this game. They're very capable. The 2-0. Hit on the ground is short. Jackson Mix fields it, bobbles it, but Barehand flips it to second, saves it. Nearly was disaster, but instead stays composed and gets that third out at second base. So the Roosters strand the bases loaded, but they tie it up at one in the bottom of the third. And so we will go to the fourth. Here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com.
All right, well, I'm 5 for 6 now on the Name That Tune because this is Coldplay, Viva La Vida. Coldplay. This is my second or third favorite song by Coldplay, I would say. I think my first favorite is probably Clocks. And I can play that one on piano, that intro, because I just get entranced by it every single time. Tyler Traphagen will lead things off, the Trappers center fielder here in the top of the fourth. First pitch misses high for ball one. We are tied up at one here. Top of the fourth. And the 1-0 pitch. That's a called strike one. So the count one and one. They say that one just got the outside edge. Herbert quickly delivers the 1-1. That one's chopped foul to the right side for strike two.
Beer.
Tyler Traphagen is the beer batter tonight, so if he strikes out, it will be half-priced beer here in the stadium. Bancroft Memorial. Herbert the pitch. Misses high, ball two. So the count, 2-2. Anthony Barraza on deck. Will Hoke to follow. The 2-2, hit on the ground, through the right side for a leadoff base hit. Just zips that ground ball through that 3-4 hole on the right side, and nobody could get there in time. So there is a leadoff base runner, a little bit of speed on the bases as well. Tyler Traphagen continues on with his hot streak here. In just a little over 7 games, he now has 11 hits. Barraza now up, drove in the first run of the game in the top of the first at RBI ground out. First pitch swinging here, hits it on the ground to third. This might be two. Second in time for one and first, and that's a double play. 5-4-3 double play for Anthony Barraza. Easy play for Griffin Snyder. And so now two away here in the top of the fourth. That will bring up Will Hope. Starting at first base. He had the night off last night. He is 0-for-1 here in this one. Herbert, first pitch. That one stays high. So the count 1-0. After tonight's game, the team will head back to Pierre, have three off days. The 1-0, hit on the ground to first, foul. So the count 1-1. Some much needed off days for the Trappers, those 3 days in a row. This team has been on quite a streak of games. As the 1-1 pitch is hit foul off out of play to the left side, and it will bounce into a yard over there beyond Main Street. So the count now 1-2. The team with tonight's games will be their 13th game in 13 nights. That is a lot of baseball. The 1-2 brushed him off inside, nearly grazed that golden jersey. So the count 2-2. 13 games in 13 days is a lot for a broadcaster's voice, too, believe it or not. My vocal cords are holding on for dear life. The 2-2 laced out to left field. Easton battling the sun, and he cannot make the play. That will roll all the way to the wall. That sun is absolutely brutal. Beaming down on the left fielder, Nick Easton. He couldn't see it, and it just skipped right past him and rolled all the way to the fence. So Will Hook now on second with two outs. A chance for a bit of a two-out rally. That will bring up Garrett Arnold. This is pretty much a fantastic spot for Garrett in the order, and it's actually exactly why I put him here behind Will Hoke. He is just a very, very advanced hitter in terms of battling in his at-bats, I would say. First pitch, swung on to the right side, and it will drift out of play, so the count 0-1. Garrett Arnold, you know, on this season he has 9 RBI, 7 of them are with 2 outs. So I know that he's one of those guys that'll grind it out. If he gets up there to kind of finish off an inning like this, he has a chance to drive in some of those runs. 0-1, misses high, so the count 1-1. So we'll see if, you know, we'll see if my intuition pays off. If not, all good. But I would appreciate Garrett Arnold making me look smart, even after I jinxed him on a strikeout a couple of nights ago. The 1-1, slice to the right side, hit on a line, and it will skip up and hit off of a vehicle out there in that gravel parking lot to our right. So the count 1-2, two outs, top of the fourth, tied up at 1 here from Bancroft Memorial. Will Hoke is on second. Travis Herbert, the Roosters starter. The 1-2, swung on and missed strike 3. Went with that high fastball that runs at around 90 miles an hour. And Travis Herbert needs just 50 pitches to get through 4 innings, so he is cruising. Here in this one, we will go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-1 our score here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
See, I remember this one from last night. I remember it's some Jimi Hendrix on that one, All Along the Watchtower. See, if I hear a song once and I don't know what it is, typically, if I'm paying attention, I won't forget it ever again. So the hope is that I just keep sailing through this Guess That Tune. Ryan Breeden here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Tynan Shahidi on the mound. First pitch fastball misses way outside to shortstop and number nine hitter Caden Miller for the Roosters. We are tied up at one. The 1-0 pitch. Now one is popped up to the right side, drifting near foul ground. Will Hoke, the first baseman, makes the catch, overhanded on the move. And so there is out number one. So I'm 6-for-7 tonight on the Guess That Tune. I'm not getting another one wrong all night. It's not going to happen. We're back to the top of the order for Michael Pratt. He is 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch, and that one is lined to the left side. Jackson Mix can't get there, and that will settle in to left center field for a base hit. So there is a one-out single. Pratt extends that hitting streak now. That brings Dane Nakasuka up to the plate. And Michael Pratt, so that hitting streak now sitting at 5 games. First pitch to Nakasuka, that one misses high. So a 5-game hit streak for Michael Pratt, and over the course of those 5 games, 8 hits in 5 games so far, and still has a little bit of meat left on the bone here in this one. We're just in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-0 pitch, Nakasuka nubs it out to short, and Jackson Mix leaps up there and makes the catch for out number two. So that is the second time in three at-bats where Dane Nakasuka has been jammed on the hands and just nubbed one somewhere to that left side of the infield. The first one was a 5-6-3 double play. That's one right that we just saw there. The second one was a nubbed infield pop-up to Jackson Mix. So there are now 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth. That brings up Eddie Madrigal. Michael Pratt is on first. First pitch from Shahidi, and that one grazed the jersey. So there is a hit by pitch. That's the third hit by pitch so far from Tynan Shahidi, and that brings up Wyatt Duncan. He is 0-for-2. He has runners on first and second with 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth, and we are tied up at 1 here in Bancroft, Iowa. First pitch goes off speed and snaps it in there for a taken strike 1. The count 0-1 now. The 0-1 pitch, cranked into left center field. That is extra bases, and that will score at least one. Pratt will score from second. And so we are now in a 2-1 ball game. The Roosters have their first lead of the night. Wyatt Duncan roped it into left center field, and he decided to just stay over there at first. So runners now on the corners. Roosters leading it 2-1 with 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Nick Eastham now. First pitch tries to just lob it in there, but it misses high for ball 1. Eastham might try and tee off here. He drove in the first run of the game for the Roosters on a RBI fielder's choice ground out. That one missed upstairs. The count 2-0.
for him.
Madrigal on third. 2-0 pitch. Missed in the dirt for ball three. Shahidi has now thrown 68 pitches in 3 2/3. 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 4 walks, and 3 hit batters. 3-0. There's a called strike. An easy take from Nick Eastham, but the count 3-1 now. Duncan takes off, and he gets a great jump, and it's ball four anyway. So the bases will be loaded, and Duncan, you see him a little bit frustrated. He's like, come on, man, that would have been a stolen base. That would have been my stolen base. Instead, Eastham takes his walk, and so the bases are now loaded with 2 outs.
Number 1, Jarrett Brennan.
Brings up Jarrett Brennan. He is 1-for-1 in this game. First pitch misses high for ball one. Nowhere to put Brennan here, so a walk would extend this Roosters lead. The 1-0 pitch. Now it's hit on the ground to first. Will Hoke fields it, and he will just stride over to that first base bag and step on it himself to end the fourth inning. But the Roosters take a 2-1 lead into the fifth inning. It was an RBI base hit with 2 outs from Wyatt Duncan. So now we go to the fifth. Roosters 2, Trappers 1 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Height with a significant weather update. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for areas of Jones and Stanley counties until 8 p.m. this evening. Both large hail and straight-line winds are possible with this storm. Golf ball-size hail and winds up to 60 miles an hour are likely as it moves east at around 30 miles an hour. For your safety, stay inside and away from windows until the storm passes. Large hail and strong winds can easily shatter glass, causing injury. If you're caught outside, take shelter in a sturdy building or a hardtop car. Tornadic development is also possible with this storm. Take shelter now. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning continues for parts of Jones and Stanley counties until 8 p.m. this evening. Remember, this storm has the potential for golf ball size hail at wind gusts to 60 miles an hour. Stay tuned for additional updates. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
I'm going to have to take the L on that one, so I'm going to have to be, 6-2 now? I'll take the L on that, name that tune selection. It's all right. Heather will let me know what it is, and we'll learn and we'll move on. I think this one was played last night, too, and I, again, just forgot it. So we will go here in the fifth inning now. Maddox Mueller leads it off for the Trappers, who trail it here 2-1 against the Raging Roosters of North Iowa here at Bancroft Memorial. Travis Herbert has been on cruise control since the first. His first pitch misses inside for ball one. The Trappers' right fielder tonight, Maddox Mueller. The 1-0 pitch, and that's a called strike one on the outside, and so I guess we do have a bit of an expanded zone now. Couple of baseballs probably off the plate. The 1-1 chopped on the ground to third. Griffin Snyder, a nice play and a clean throw to first in time. Griffin Snyder has looked fantastic in the field over there at third base here in this game. He has made every play that he has been presented with. He's turned a couple double plays. He's made a few that have looked easy there on a short hop, just like what he did to the speedy Maddox Mueller. So one out now here. Top of the fifth. Jacob Griffin now. 0-for-1 in this game, and that one's hit to the right side. Duncan fields it, and he will step on the bag for out number two. Griffin doesn't even bother running all the way down the line. He knew that he was toast immediately when it was gloved cleanly. It brings up Trevor Seagraves now, and the Trappers, they have 3 hits to their credit here tonight. But the offense just has not quite been clicking in this one. Trevor Seagraves now. The count, well, the score, 2-1, rather. First pitch to Seagraves. Drops in there for a called strike one. Herbert has thrown just 55 pitches, and he is almost through five innings. The 0-1 pitch. There's a called strike two. He is pounding the zone with that fastball, dropping the off-speed in there. Everything working tonight for the Roosters' ace, Travis Herbert. So, and two, and the pitch. Nearly paints that outside edge. Herbert began his walk to the dugout thinking he had strike three. Instead, it will be 1-2. Seagraves has struck out 11 times here so far this season, looking to avoid his 12th in a 1-2 count, two outs in the top of the fifth. And the pitch bounces in the dirt. The count now 2-2. Jackson Mix, the top of the order, over there on deck. The 2-2 bounces and skips off the mask of Eddie Madrigal, so the count runs full. So we'll have a quick pause to allow for Madrigal to just go and grab it, take off that mask, and just relax. So we'll have a payoff pitch coming up here. Two outs, top of the fifth, and the pitch misses high for ball four. Seagraves was down in the count 0-2, but battled in that nine spot. And so now the Trapper's second baseman is aboard here, standing on first with two outs in the top of the fifth. The Trappers have not been quite as dominant with two outs here since being on the road as what they were at home against the Roosters. First pitch to Mix, misses outside. In the last two games of the series between these teams in Pierre, the Trappers scored 14 runs combined over 2 days with two outs. The 1-0 pitch misses high for ball two. Has not quite been the case here in these last four games. Roosters are leading this series 2-1. If the Trappers win it here, it'll be a series tie. There's a 2-0 pitch pick over to first, but nothing doing. Trevor Seagraves just calls time, and he needs to walk something off. I think he might have got some sand in his eye. Yeah, he's picking at that right eye, so when he slid back into first, he had some dirt, some sand up there in that right eye, and I know that does not feel good. 2-0 the count, Jackson Mix. Herbert, the pitch, misses outside. Seagraves down to second, and he is called out at second. He thought he was safe. He is trying to exchange some words with the infield umpire, stating his case, but umpire will just turn his back and walk away. So Seagraves gets thrown out at second to end the fifth inning. The Trappers remain down in this one 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly, fly, fly!
Go in! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Nirvana. Very nice. Very, very nice. So, smells like teen spirit there on that one. We had our little bit of a miscommunication when we had that one play yesterday. And I knew I was right, but it was mislabeled, and so I had to make sure that I got the credit for getting that one right. So I'm now, what, 7-2, I think? Bottom of the fifth upcoming. Titan Shahidi is back out there. Roosters leading it 2-1 over your Trappers. Trevor Seagraves was thrown out at second to end the top of the fifth. It was a close play. That one misses outside to Griffin Snyder. Snyder has walked both times that he has been up at the plate. The 2-0, and that one is chopped foul off the knee of Griffin Snyder. Took a bit of a hop. So the count 2-1. Leadoff man here in the bottom of the fifth. Cy Propst is on deck. That one is fouled off, so the count 2-2. We're about an hour and 15 minutes into this one. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Does a windmill release here on that one, and that one is lined into center field. Trap Hagen on the move, and he will not get there. So that is a leadoff base hit for Griffin Snyder. Did not hit it hard whatsoever, but just blooped it between Seagraves and Trap Hagen there, between second and center field. Doesn't always have to be pretty. So runner on first. Cy Propst up there now. He is 0-1 with a walk and a fielder's choice ground out. First pitch misses outside, so the count 1-0. Shahidi, the pitch on the ground, foul to the left side. We'll have to see how much longer Tynan Shahidi will go in this one. He has thrown 80 pitches. Just his third outing on the mound this season is that 1-1 pitch, and that was blooped into the same spot, and that will get down as well. Trap Hagen, a little bit of trouble fielding it, but ultimately, the runner's still at first and second anyway. So back-to-back bloop singles into shallow center field. And again, there's just nothing you can do about those. They both landed in pretty much the same exact spot from Griffin Snyder and Cy Propst. So that brings up Caden Miller. Two runners on, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. The Trappers trailing it 2-1. And the pitch. And that's a called strike on the outside part of the zone. I think Sam Dineo is getting warmed up for the Trappers. The 0-1, and that one is sliced foul. So the count 0-2. Griffin Snyder on second. Cy Propst on first after back-to-back base hits to start the inning. And the 0-2 pitch to Caden Miller misses high. Miller 0-2. Tynan Shahidi. As that one is cranked into left field, that will get down for a base hit. Griffin Snyder will score easily. It's misplayed, and that might roll all the way to the fence. Cy Propst will score from first, and that is a two RBI double from Caden Miller. So back-to-back-to-back base hits for the Roosters to start off the bottom of the fifth. And then I've taken a bit of a stranglehold on this game, leading it 4-1. And that will bring up Michael Pratt back to the top of the order. A base hit in his last at-bat. He extended his hit streak to 5 games. He has a runner in scoring position with still nobody out. First pitch just lobbed in there and taken for a strike one as it dropped in. Just kind of an Ephus pitch from Shahidi, who's just trying to throw strikes at this point. The 0-1. There's another one that's across the plate, and it's skied into left field. Jacob Griffin battling the sun and makes the catch for out number one. Griff, I'm sorry for putting you in left field for this game. I know you have to battle that ferocious sun. I promise it's not personal. So one out now here in the bottom of the fifth. The Roosters have scored 2. Dane Nakasuka up there now. He is 1-for-3. We have a quick called time, and Nakasuka tried to just poke at it. Oh, that was hilarious. And it's a balk call. So that's why there was a called time. Tynan Shahidi balked. So we have Coach Jamie Haviger coming out to just chat and figure out exactly why it was a balk. Caden Miller advances from second to third. Even after the called time for the balk, Tynan Shahidi just kind of floated one in there, and Dane Nakasuga tried to do like a slap hitter, Ichiro Suzuki-style swing. It doesn't count. See, no, may as well. Why not? Four to one, the score. The Roosters leading it. No, one out. Bottom of the fifth.
The home plate umpire holds up a strike sign, so the pitch will count on the swing, I guess.
So the,
I don't understand that call, but
I guess the count's 0-1. That one is lined to the left center field. That'll get down for a base hit. Caden Miller scores easily. Again, it is misplayed in center field, and Nakasuka slides in with extra bases. So the Roosters' offense is clicking, firing on all cylinders. They have 4 hits to their credit in this bottom of the fifth, extending their lead to 5-1. 9 hits in 4 1/3 innings for the Roosters. They are swinging away. And that will now bring up Betty Madrigal. First pitch, drops it in there for a called strike. Everyone but Nick Eastham has at least 1 hit for the Roosters in this game. A 1 pitch, cranked to right, and that is snagged by Seagraves, who knocks it down at second and throws to first in time for out number 2. Dane Nakasuka advances to third. I thought that one was hit on a line into right field, but Trevor Seagraves at second just sticks up that glove and able to bat it down and keep it on the infield and then make the play at first. So 2 outs, Wyatt Duncan. Tynan Shahidi quick pitching and gets a called strike one on a sidearm fastball. He is working very, very fast. Gets it, and we're already throwing the 0-1 pitch, and it was fouled off to the right side. The count 0-2. Tynan, slow down a little bit, man. You're testing me up here with the headset. He must have heard me because he slowed down a little bit. So the count 0-2. And the pitch misses outside. 2 outs, bottom of the fifth inning. The Roosters have put up 3 runs here on 4 hits, and they lead it 5-1 against your Trappers. And the 1-2 bounces, so the count 2-2. Nick Eastham is on deck. Duncan trying to slow down this pace. The 2-2 now misses outside ball 3. It was 0-2. It is now 3-2. Dane Nakasuka is on third. And the payoff pitch, that one is fouled off to the right side. Shahidi creeping up on 100 pitches. He is at 96. Shahidi. The payoff. Misses ball four. It was a front door breaking ball. Thought he had strike three, but does not get the call. So runners now on the corners with two outs, and that brings up Nick Eastham. Eastham has an RBI to his credit. A fielder's choice ground ball. First pitch, hit out to deep left field, battling against the wind. Griffin ranges back at the wall, and it bounces off the glove. So that will land in fair territory. One run will score. Duncan rounding third. The throw to the plate, and it is not in time. So there is a two RBI double from Nick Eastham, and it is now 7-1 Roosters. They have put up five runs here in this bottom of the fifth. We will have a mound visit. Tynan Shahidi kind of getting lit up here in the fifth inning. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Doesn't matter how far, just belt up. Tynan Shahidi's night is over on the mound. And so we will have a pitching change, and we will come back here. Roosters 7, Trappers 1. Sam Denea will be the new pitcher for the Trappers when we come back here for the bottom of the fifth. And the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
We've got some neon trees there on that one. What are you waiting for? I think that's animal, actually. Is that? Yeah. Yeah, some neon trees there. And so Sam Dineo is the new pitcher for the Trappers. The Roosters' offense has jolted here in this game after losing last night's game to the Trappers 14-3. The Trappers had to start Tynan Shahidi on the mound, an outfielder, and he kind of got lit up a little bit in his 4 2/3 innings. Nick Eastham just laced a 2 RBI double into deep left field. Tynan Shahidi is responsible for Eastham over there on second. Dineo has not seen very much action yet this year. Joined the team just a couple weeks ago. He'll face Jarrett Brannon. First pitch, and that's a called strike. They'll say that one found that lower part of the zone. Dineo, the 0-1 pitch, and that one's popped up in foul ground to the right side. Garrett Arnold loses pursuit, and it lands out of play. So the count 0-2. Dineo, one of those guys who, he's just out of high school. He is mostly a pitch-to-contact guy. You won't really blow anything by you, but he just tries to rely on that defense, get some ground balls, some pop-ups. The 0-2 fouled off to the left side. So Tynan Shahidi, 4 2/3 innings, 10 hits, 7 earned runs, 6 walks, and 3 hit batters. The 0-2 pitch, cranked to the right side, foul. That one was hit on the screws, but too far out in front of that one. And hit it over towards that batting cage down the right field line. The count remains 0-2 for Jarrett Brannon. He's 1-for-2 here in this one. And the Roosters have batted around. Now it's hit on the ground to second. Seagraves fields it, ranging to his right, and makes the throw in time for out number 3. Sam Dineo comes in, faces one batter, and gets a ground out to end the inning. But the damage has already been done for the Roosters in the 5th, who lead it 7-1 as we go to the 6th inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
We've got some poker face, Lady Gaga, here in the top of the 6th inning, so I think I'm, 8-2. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers, Bancroft Memorial Park. The Trappers offense has some work to do. They've got the top of the order standing in here with Jackson Mix. They are trailing it by 6 runs here through 5 innings. Travis Herbert has been on cruise control. 5 innings, he's thrown 63 pitches. First pitch, Jackson Mix. There's a fastball called strike 1. The Trappers, 3 hits, 1 run. That run was back in the top of the 1st. That one is nubbed, foul, corkscrewed it off the handle. So the count 0-2. 2 strikeouts so far for Herbert. One of them was Jackson Mix. Hunter Brown on deck. Tyler Traphagen to follow. 0-2. There's a called strike 3. Jackson Mix goes down looking once again for the 2nd time in his last 2 at-bats. Mix didn't like it. Can't really blame him. It was in a similar spot to the last one that rung him up. So 1 out, top of the 6th, Hunter Brown. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch. Stays outside. Goes with the slider, so the count now 1-0. Just past 8 o'clock. This game was originally slated to start at 5:30. The 1-0, and that one is popped up into shallow center field. It will be Caden Miller who will call everybody off and make the catch just a few steps into the outfield grass for out number 2. Now it will be Tyler Traphagen. He has 1 of the 3 hits for the Trappers in this game. His last at-bat hit a hard ground ball through the right side of the infield. 2 outs, top of the 6th. Trappers trailing at 7-1. First pitch, popped up on the infield again. Caden Miller once again is there and once again makes the catch for out number three. So the Trappers offense, since that first inning, they have been stunted, been shut out their last five innings. And so we go to the bottom of the sixth very quickly here. The Roosters looking to add on to their 7-1 lead here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92-7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
The Trappers are losing it 7-1 here as we go to the bottom of the sixth, but at least I am beating the name that tune counter. That one is some Radiohead Creep. So now I believe that I am 9-2. If at least one of us can pull out a victory today, hopefully I can stay ahead here in this name that tune. Ryan Breeden here in the Bancroft Memorial Park press box. Trappers trailing at 7-1. First pitch, Griffin Snyder bounces in the dirt for ball one. The Roosters offense has been lighting it up. They've been teeing off. 7 runs on 10 hits. That one is hit out to right field. Maddox Mueller on the move. Takes a few steps to his left and makes the catch for out number one.
Thanks for that for the Roosters. Designated hitter number 16, Cy Probst.
Now that will bring up Cy Probst after the second pitch fly out to right field. Cy Probst, he's 1-for-2 in this game. A run scored, also walked. Dineo, the windup, first pitch, hit on the ground to third. Hunter Brown fields cleanly. Strong throw, picked out of the dirt from Will Hoke, and in time for out number two. So quickly two away here in the bottom of the sixth. That will bring up Caden Miller. Has a base hit to his credit in this game. It was a 2-RBI double back in that 5-run fifth. First pitch, misses high. The count 1-0. Dineo, the 1-0 pitch. That one's popped up to the right side. Maddox Mueller camps under it in right and makes the catch for out number three. So quickly we get through the sixth inning in its entirety. I'd be shocked if that inning lasted more than 5 minutes. So we will go to the top of the seventh. The Roosters leading it over the Trappers 7-1 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92-7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're on the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
My hometown band, All American Rejects, Dirty Little Secret. Make that now 9-2? 10-2? Something like that. Anthony Barraza will lead things off for the Trappers here in the 7th, trailing at 7-1. Travis Herbert is dealing as that first pitch misses up above the helmet of Anthony Barraza, the Trappers' designated hitter. Barraza drove in the lone run of the game for the Trappers back in the top of the first. And Travis Herbert will step off because his Rooster's dugout is all making him laugh and distracting him over there. He shares a quick glance and a smile. The 1-0 pitch misses outside. It's the count 1-1. Or the count 2-0. Goodness, I am distracted. I was watching Zach Dickinson over there in the Rooster's dugout. He's throwing a pillow against the wall. Okay, 2-0, that one misses for ball three. It's pretty easy to be distracted when you're watching someone just start slamming a pillow against the dugout wall. 3-0 pitch to Anthony Barraza. There's a strike, fastball once again, so four pitches, four fastballs this time. That one finds the zone for Travis Herbert. He has thrown 72 pitches so far. The 3-1 pitch pops straight back, and it goes through that open hole in the net and just flies up over the press box. If that was a bit lower, that's greeting Mason Strawn, the Roosters broadcaster. The count now 3-2. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball outside. Barraza swings through it. That is the fourth strikeout of the Trappers lineup here in this one, and that will bring up Will Hoke. Trappers very quickly here, down to their final eight outs in this game, trailing it by six. Need to make something happen in a hurry. Hoke is 1-for-2 in this game. He has one of the three hits for the Trappers. First pitch, half swing. They'll say he went around for strike one. The Trappers dugout does not like the call. Will Hoke, the Trappers first baseman, the 0-1, and that drops in for strike two. Goes with the slider, back door. So the count 0-2. Herbert is already ready, working from the windup. Gets set with the 0-2 pitch. Nubbed on the ground to first. Wyatt Duncan takes it himself and steps on the bag for out number two. So two outs here in the top of the seventh. And that brings up Garrett Arnold. He's 0-2 with a strikeout. The Trappers have had just five base runners reach here in this game. One of them was Trevor Seagraves, who was thrown out at second to end an inning. Really not a lot of chances for that Trappers offense here in this one. First pitch drops in for strike one. Herbert about to throw his 80th pitch. And the 0-1. Bounces in the dirt. The count 1-1. So Travis Herbert has thrown over 200 pitches in the last week. And he is out there still here, pitching some of his best innings. 1-1 changeup misses low, so the count 2-1.
two losses, four strikeouts. He's strikeout number five here.
Garrett Arnold digs back in. Ahead in this count, 2-1, and the pitch popped up to right field. Pratt moves in and makes the catch for out number three. So the Trappers go down in order once again. That offense completely silenced by Travis Herbert. We will go to the bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time. We'll take a quick break. The Trappers trailing it 7-1 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
This one has got me as well stumped. That one's got me too. I don't remember if we heard that one last night or not. I think we might have, and I think I might have missed it again. Ah, yes, no rain. That's right. It's that one off the, they kind of were that one hit wonder band. Yes, that is right. Yep, that is right. John helped me with that one last night. Okay. Ryan Breeden here in the Bancroft Memorial Park press box. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Trappers trailing at 7-1. The Roosters back to the top of the order for Michael Pratt. Sam DiNeo is back out there. First pitch, there's a called strike one. DiNeo relieved Tynan Shahidi, who had a spot start after Parker Lewis was unable to go with some back spasms. The 0-1 hit on the ground to first Will Hoke Fields, and he will tag the bag himself for out number one. About 20 minutes before the game, Parker Lewis went down with some back spasms, was literally laying on the grass in some agonizing pain. Finally was able to stand up and try and walk under his own power after about 20 minutes laying it down, but obviously could not start out there on the bump, so Shahidi had to fill in. First pitch, Dane Nakasuka misses up and out. And Shahidi has gone. He went 4 2/3 innings, 10 hit. Seven earned runs, six walks, and Maddox Mueller on the move, back at the track. And he'll bounce off the wall and make the catch for out number two. Had to stick up that arm, that right arm, that hand, and feel for the big green wall in right field. And as he was crashing into it, was able to make the catch. So now two away here. Bottom of the seventh, Roosters 7, Trappers 1. That brings up Eddie Madrigal. Madrigal, the catcher, he is 1-for-2. DiNeo, first pitch, right down Broadway, taken for strike one. So really the difference in this game has been the fact that the Trappers had to start a position player and the Roosters did not. 0-1 pitch, misses just outside. And I was shocked that Travis Herbert was able to start anyway with the league pitch count rules. Neo 1. Swung on and missed. Changeup. Got him out in front, so the count 0-2. Back on June 28th, Travis Herbert threw 102 pitches. Two nights ago, threw 21 more. And tonight, he is already back over 75. Travis Herbert's thrown about 200 pitches in the last 5 days. 1-2 pitch to Madrigal bounces, so the count now 2-2. The Trappers 12-2 on the season, so they are firmly in third place. But yeah, no, they're second place in the league. The Roosters in last at 9-21. 2-2 pitch from Dineo. Misses just outside. The count 3-2. Full count. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh and the pitch. Popped up to the left side. Jacob Griffin in left. Pedals to his right and makes the catch for out number three. So another 1-2-3 inning, and we will go to the eighth inning. This game is quickly advancing along, and it is now officially late here in this one. The Trappers offense has just 6 more outs, and they need to score 6 runs if they want to try and tie this thing up. But Travis Herbert will come back out for the eighth here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
I get to bounce back after getting the last Name That Tune wrong. Pillow Talk by Zane for that one. So I'm now 11-3, I think. The Trappers not been so lucky in the score column today. They are trailing at 7-1 here. Already in the top of the eighth inning. Maddox Mueller will lead things off. The Trappers offense has been stunted. They have not reached base safely since the third inning. They scored a run in the top of the first to take a quick 1-0 lead, but since then, absolutely nothing. That one misses for ball one. The closest the Trapper has gotten to scoring, they had a runner on second one time since the first. There's an off-speed that drops in for a called strike. The Trapper's dugout does not like it. You hear the groan from that third base dugout. So the count now 1-1. Herbert the pitch. Bounces in the dirt. So the count 2-1. Maddox Mueller. He is 0-2 in this game. The pitch bounces in the dirt. So the count 3-1, looking for a leadoff base runner. At this point, you're down to your final 6 outs. Down by 6, you need to try and score at least 2 or 3 here in the 8th. 3-1, that one hit him on the back. Maddox kind of rubbing where that one hit him, that lower back. He's getting escorted by the home plate umpire over to first base. Just walking over there with him, talking with him the entire way. Normally you'll see an umpire walk with a batter like that if they think that they're going to charge or do something back to the mound, but I don't think that there was any real risk of that. And we have the home plate umpire talking now with Coach Jamie Habiger after that. Jamie's probably saying, hey, what was up with that? Did you see something that I didn't? Having that discussion, Maddox Mueller was nailed on that lower back and then was escorted to first by the home plate umpire. So now we are ready to resume play after the hit batter. So Maddox Mueller is on first. I will bring up Jacob Griffin. He is 0-for-2 in this one. Nobody out, top of the eighth. Roosters 7, Trappers 1. First pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. A fastball challenged him. Herbert about to throw his 89th pitch. The 0-1. There's a call. Strike two, a fastball in the outside part of the plate. Herbert gets set, taking his sweet time in the 0-2. Just missed inside. That one looked pretty darn good on a slider. He's trying to figure out where it missed. Travis Herbert was trying to point inside, saying, did that miss inside? Might have been a makeup call for that last called strike. The 1-2 pitch. That one misses inside as well. Another one that's close. So the count now, even at 2-2, I see Zach Dickerson, the Roosters outfielder, who is over there in a folding chair, and he's just laughing at that last call. The 2-2 misses up and out for ball three. Trevor Seagraves is on deck. The top of the order will follow. This has been their best offensive chance since the fourth. Payoff pitch. Laced foul. Hit that one with some authority, but it hits off the trees over there. Out of play. Count remains full. 8:30 now is the local time. Bancroft Memorial Park. Jacob Griffin. The 3-2 misses inside, ball four. Maddox Mueller took off for second, trying to steal it. Does not have to. They'll give it to you for free. So we have a hit batter and a walk. And so now two runners aboard with nobody out. Trevor Seagraves. He is 0-for-1 with a walk and was caught stealing. He draws his cross in the dirt before stepping up to the plate. I've started to figure out Trevor Seagraves' pre-at-bat routine. He draws that cross in the dirt, first walks up to the home plate umpire, typically gives them a high five or a knuckle bump, and then strides his way into the box. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Trappers trailing 7-1 here in the eighth. Seagraves squares to bunt, pops it up, and it will settle in foul ground. That was nearly a disaster. If that had been caught by Madrigal in foul ground, that might have been a triple play. But it is a very good thing that that one found some green grass. So the count 0-1 here. Seagraves dusts off the barrel of the bat. He'll stride back in. Had a three-hit game against these Roosters back at Hyde Stadium last week. The 0-1 pitch. That one missed high. 1-1. No outs, top of the eighth. Trappers trailing it by six here. Jackson Mix is on deck. We'll have a called time from the home plate umpire. Travis Herbert has given up just one earned run and three hits in seven innings. But the Trappers threatening a little bit here. Runner on second for the first time since the fourth. A 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. A high fastball. The count now 1-2. This is the final game of that four-game road series for the team. Gets back on the bus and makes that 5.5-hour bus ride back to Pier for those three much needed off days. The 1-2 pitch fouled off to the right side. Trappers as a lineup have struck out four times in this game. Seagraves has 11 strikeouts on the season. He is looking to at least move some runners over here. The 1-2. That one sliced foul out of play as well. Travis Herbert, this will be his 100th pitch. We finally have an arm warming up in the Roosters bullpen. Looks like Isaiah Berkland, lefty. Herbert, the 1-2 pitch. That one is popped up into routine center field. Dane Nakasuka camps under and makes the catch. Maddox Mueller fakes the tag and ends up retreating back to the second base bag. One out here after the fly out from Trevor Seagraves back to the top of the order. Brings up Jackson Mix, and we have a mound visit now. Coach Dakota Young filling in for Dakota Greer, who is not with the team currently, is talking with Travis Herbert, who just threw pitch number 100, and it was just about a five-second talk and already retreating back to the dugout. I guess just exchange pleasantries, maybe give him your phone number, say how do you do, and go back on your way. Jackson Mix stands in now, back to the top of the order. Jacob Griffin on first, Maddox Mueller on second. One out here in the top of the eighth. Trappers down to their final five outs, trailing it by six. First pitch, that was a bit funky. Goes with the Johnny Cueto spring back type of release, and it's fouled off to the left side. The count 0-1. Will be a long night for the team. That bus ride back 5.5 hours. We'll probably get back to Pier between 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning. The 0-1 pitch misses outside and low, so the count 1-1. And then after that, the team will have to get up and meet for that 4th of July parade at about 8:45 in Fort Pier. So, you know, maybe if you're lucky, you'll get 4.5 hours of sleep. The life of Summer Bowl. Herbert picks back to second, and they might have him picked off. Oh, it was close. They do not. Caleb, or Travis Herbert, went kind of with that reverse snap back to second, and Maddox Mueller was a little bit caught off guard by it, but was able to barely get back in there. The 1-1 pitch misses high. The count 2-1. Trappers have not scored a run in over six innings. They trail it 7-1. The 2-1 pitch bounces for ball three. Hunter Brown awaits on deck. He has one of the three hits on the night for the Trappers. We'll see if he will get an opportunity, and if he does, whether it'll be with two runners on or three, maybe. The 3-1 pitch now misses inside ball four, so Hunter Brown will have the bases loaded here in the top of the eighth. I think that Travis Herbert is dwindling down on his time remaining in this game. And for the Trappers, if you can just get him out of there and get to that Roosters bullpen that really doesn't have any available arms and it's mostly position players, you could do some damage. It's not too late. Definitely not too late. Hunter Brown, 1-for-3. Bases loaded with one out. The right-hander, Travis Herbert, over 100 pitches, about to be 106. First pitch, Hunter Brown to the right side, drifting in foul ground, and it will settle out of play. Will bounce on top of the big dirt mound of excess dirt that they have here, just down that right field line. Maddox Mueller on third, Jacob Griffin on second, Jackson Mix on first. The 0-1 pitch, there's a called strike two. There's that outside fastball again. Initially in this game, I thought that was not going to be given the way that it was last night, but we have seen that that is not the case. And if you can spot it, a couple of baseballs off the plate, you'll get the call. Hunter Brown calls time. We are 2 hours into this game. Big at-bat here for Hunter Brown. Bases loaded, one out, and the 0-2 pitch misses high. The Trappers, at the very least, need to score two of these runners to give yourself some momentum going into the ninth inning. The count 1-2 to the Trappers' third baseman, and the pitch skied out to deep center field. Nakasuka will camp under it. Maddox Mueller will tag, and instead Nakasuka will throw it to third, and it will skip away. So that allows for both runners to move up as well. So runners now on second and third. Two outs. Sacrifice fly RBI off the bat of Hunter Brown. Maddox Mueller scores. Makes it 7-2. So the Trappers get one back, and they're down by five now. Brings up Tyler Trapphagen. He is 1-for-3. He has a base hit through the right side of the infield. He was the last Trapper to have a hit in this game, and it was back in the fourth. First pitch misses up and outside, ball one. Anthony Barraza is on deck. We'll hope to follow. Let's see if we can keep this inning rolling around. They'll need some clutch two-out hitting. The pitch. There's a called strike, a fastball on the inside. So the count 1-1. Second and third, two outs, and the 1-1 pitch. There's a called strike two, a fastball that catches the outside. Trappers have been frustrated by this strike zone in the umpire this entire game. The count 1-2. Two away, two runners aboard. And the pitch, missed up and outside. So the count, 2-2. A base hit would possibly score two and cut this to a three-run deficit. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on the ground to second. Rolled over it. Jarrett Brannon fields and throws to first in time for out number three. So the Trappers get bases loaded with one out and score just one run on the sack fly from Hunter Brown. They strand runners on second and third. We will go to the bottom of the eighth, and Parker Lewis will come out to pitch the bottom of the eighth. So it looks like that back is feeling better, and that is an encouraging sign at the very least if you are a Trappers fan. We'll take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the eighth. 7-2, the score, Roosters leading it here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
It wasn't proving myself, but doing what needed to be done. Again, like, it's just what's necessary.
Former Stanley County basketball great Sam Oscarello on the game that helped make her senior year special. Hear about it on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at brgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Radioactive. So Imagine Dragons. I remember this one back in the MLB The Show 13 soundtrack. That one had Andrew McCutchen on the cover, and this song was pretty much the featured song for the intro as well as in the game soundtrack. And so this song will forever be ingrained in my mind. And it's pretty much that first song that really put Imagine Dragons on the map. Bottom of the eighth now. Parker Lewis is out there, which is a great sign. But the Trappers are trailing at 7-2 here in Bancroft Memorial. Wyatt Duncan will lead things off. First pitch. That one misses down and away for ball one. Duncan at 1-for-3. He has an RBI, a base hit, and a run scored. 1-0 pitch. Goes with that off speed and gets a big swing and a miss. So Parker Lewis was supposed to start this game. Had the back spasm 20 minutes before first pitch. Was in some severe pain. 1-1 goes with that curveball, and it misses low. Just must have pinched a nerve, aggravated it, or something in his lower back. And so instead, he was scrapped from that starting role, and Tynan Shahidi had to get the nod. The 2-1 goes with the breaking ball again, tries to spot it in the zone up there, but cannot do so. So the count 3-1. Lewis, the 3-1 pitch, and that one is popped up to the right side in foul ground. Who will it be? Parker Lewis, the pitcher, calls everybody off and makes the catch. Parker is playing with some purpose out there on the mound. You can see it. He has a spark out there tonight. He is very upset about what unfolded before this game. He had a scout from Iowa Lakes here to watch him pitch, and so he was very much needing this start, could not get it, and so he basically willed himself in to this game, and he is saying, I need to show out here. First pitch, breaking ball, misses low to Nick Eastham. Garrett Arnold would go over and talk with Parker Lewis, and while Parker was on the ground in pain before the game, he was just saying, why does this have to happen? He kept saying, why today? Why today? the very least able to battle back and pitch here in the bottom of the eighth. Trapper is trailing at 7-2. 1-0 pitch. That one missed up and in. So the count 2-0 to Nick Eastham. Eastham is 1-4-3. Everybody in this Roosters lineup has at least one hit. They have 10 hits in total, but they have not registered a hit since Tynan Shahidi subbed out of this game. That was three innings ago. 2-0 pitch. That missed high for ball three. Trappers need to keep the Roosters under check here in the bottom of the eighth if they want to have a chance in the top of the ninth. 3-0, now missed way outside for ball four. So that's a four-pitch walk for Parker Lewis.
Next to bat for the Roosters, second baseman number one, Jarrett Brannon.
Brings up Jarrett Brannon, second baseman. 1-3, has a base hit. He has a runner on first with one away. And the pitch. There's a called strike, a fastball. Trevor Seagraves, the second baseman, shifted to his left to cover up that hole between second and first for the left-handed hitting Jarrett Brannon, who likes to really pull the ball on the ground. The 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two outside once again with that one, and Brannon swings right through it, so the count 0-2. Parker Lewis, the 0-2, tries to go back door with that breaking ball, but doesn't get the call, so the count 1-2. Man, the pitch. Slice foul out of play onto Main Street. I mean, Main Street is in Bancroft, you know, it's got a couple stores and a gas station over there on the corner. But other than that, there's not really a whole lot going on here in Bancroft, Iowa. Population of 799. The Trappers as a team, we're not staying in Bancroft anymore, though. We were at the Sisters Inn. Our first two stays here, but now we are staying at the Wild Rose Hotel and Casino. 1-2 misses high, so the count 2-2. It's a great place to stay. The only downfall is that it is 45 minutes away from this ballpark. So in total, over the three times we've had to commute to and from, we've put 4.5 hours into the commute. Swing and a miss, strike three for out number two, but Eastham takes off and steals second base, so that is his 11th stolen base of the year. Oh. I'll say that was a foul ball instead. So it looked like strike three. Certainly Eastham thought it was strike three. Certainly everyone here thought it was strike three. So the count is 2-2 to Jarrett Brannon. We'll see if Eastham takes off again. He does not. And that one is properly swung on and missed for strike three. So they have to do it again after that foul tip. But this time you do it and allow for Eastham to have to stay over there at first rather than taking second. So two outs now and brings up Griffin Snyder. He is 1-2. Scored a run. Nick Eastham on first. First pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. 0-1. Two outs. Bottom of the eighth. Roosters 7. Trappers 2. Trevor Seagraves cleaning off the second base bag after Eastham slid in their head first when he tried to steal second. The bag was basically completely covered up by dirt. Couldn't even see it from up here. Parker Lewis will step off. I got a text from Aubrey, who is our other intern. She does baseball operations and stays with the same host family that I do. And she told me that her Jordan, as that one is in the dirt, our associate GM Jordan, her and Addie, one of the concessions, well, the waitresses at the ballpark. They're doing the 4th of July float for the team in the middle of a storm. It's apparently storming pretty heavy back in Pier right now. I feel like that always happens when we have to make a road trip back. That one stays down and away, the count 2-1. I feel like every time that we travel back home, there is always a storm that pops up. It's going to be that way again tonight. From what I heard, there's a severe thunderstorm warning in Pier until like 11 tonight. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, high fastball, got him swinging, so the count 2-2, two outs. Runner on first, bottom of the eighth. Roosters leading it 7-2 against your Trappers. If Roosters win this game, they will take 3 of 4 in this four-game series. 2-2 pitch, and it brushed him off and hit him on the hand. Snyder, feeling that one, flips the bat over towards the dugout, and he will take his base.
Thanks to that for the Roosters. Designated hitter number 16, Cy Probst.
Brings up Cy Probst. He's 1-for-3, scored a run. He has two runners aboard with two outs. Parker Lewis was asking for a new baseball. He didn't like the grip of it, so he's exchanging them out quickly here. We got through the first 7 innings in just under 2 hours' time. But this 8th inning has now run over 20 minutes, because of course it has. Creeping up on 9 o'clock here. First pitch to Probst. 12-6, stays too high, ball one. DHing tonight. Swinging it from the right side. The 1-0 pitch. There's ball two. So 30 minutes so far here in this 8th inning. By far the longest inning we have had in this game, and it's really not close either. The 2-0 pitch incoming from Parker Lewis. And he will instead just step off and try to look the runner back to second. Two and oh the count. Two outs, bottom of the eighth, two runners aboard. And the pitch. There's a called strike one. The Trappers need to just get one more out here in the bottom of the eighth before that offense can come back up and try and mount a rally. But they just need that last out. They got the first two very quickly, but then Easton reached, and then Griffin Snyder reached the 2-1, and that one is in the dirt for ball three. Parker Lewis has thrown 25 pitches here just in this inning alone. Caden Miller is on deck. The 3-1. That one is cranked out to deep left field. That will for sure go over the head of Jacob Griffin. It will bounce off the top of the wall. Easton rounding third, and he will score with ease. So there is an RBI base hit that bounces off the top of the wall. And so that makes it 8-2 Roosters. Runners on first and second. Two outs here at the bottom of the eighth. For a second, I thought that one might carry out of here for a three-run shot. If that wind was not blowing straight in, I think there's a shot that that might have been exactly how it played out. So Caden Miller, he has two RBI in this game, that two RBI double. First pitch, misses outside. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Trust your captain, but keep your seatbelts securely fastened. 1-0 pitch. There's a called strike one. Goes with the off speed and spots the outside. So the count 1-1. Roosters put up an insurance run here in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1. That's fouled straight back. So the count 1-2. Roosters ahead 8-2, and that was a big insurance run off the bat of Cy Probst. Griffin Snyder is on second. Probst on first. The 1-2 to Caden Miller. Misses in the dirt for ball two. I think that we'll have a new pitcher for the Roosters when we go to the ninth inning. Hearing some fireworks start to go off as well. The 2-2 pitch. That one is roped into the center field. That'll get down for a base hit. Snyder rounding second. He will score easily with no throw. Scores standing up, and so it is now 9-2 Roosters. They have put up a furious two-out rally here in this inning. And then back-to-back RBI base hits makes it 9-2. We're back to the top of the order. Brings up Michael Pratt, 1-for-4. Already has secured his 5-game hit streak with a base hit that he had earlier in this game. He has runners on first and second, and in theory, a long ball here would end this game in a 10-run rule. First pitch, hit up the middle. That gets through for a base hit. Probst rounding third. The throw home is off the line, and so Probst will score standing up as well. That is a third run here in the bottom of the eighth with two outs, and that makes it 10-2 Roosters. And Parker Lewis kind of getting lit up here a little bit, frustrated with himself. He's given up 3 consecutive two-out hits. Runners still on first and second, still two outs. And it is now Dane Nakasuka, who is 2-for-5. He has an RBI, 2 runs scored. Most dangerous hitter in this Roosters lineup. And if that run at first base were to score, this game would be over in 10-run fashion. First pitch fastball in there for a called strike one. Parker Lewis has thrown 33 pitches here in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-1 pitch. That one is hit well out to right field. Maddox Mueller on the move. Camps under it and will be called off by Traphagen, but then eventually Maddox Mueller lunges out to make the catch. That was almost disaster. Maddox Mueller makes a desperation lunging catch. A little bit of miscommunication in right field and center field. And so we will go to the ninth. The Roosters put up 3 runs in the bottom of the eighth, and they lead it by 8-10-2, and Travis Herbert will come back out again for the top of the ninth here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Everspring Inn and Suites in Bismarck. Sky Zone in Bismarck. Alevity Entertainment in Aberdeen. Lee and Junt Auto Body. Slater Oil. And more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Love the pick here on this name that tune. Our final name that tune of this game, unless the Trappers put up a rally. Someone that you used to know. Somebody that you used to know by Gautier. That's a classic song back from what, 2012, 2014? I think it's 2012. Yeah, no, it's 2012. Anthony Barraza is the first one to stride in there to face Travis Herbert in the top of the nine. The Trappers trailing at 10-2. 1-0 pitch, fastball up in the zone, and a big swing and a miss from Barraza. He was trying to hit his third home run of the season on that swing. So the count 1-1. The Roosters scored three runs in the bottom of the eighth. The 1-1. There's a strike two on a fastball on the outside. Barraza does not like the call once again. And those three runs, you know, definitely delivered a bit of what could be a death blow here. Trappers have not had really a whole lot of energy at all in this game. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Revs the fastball up there. Barraza swings over the top. Barraza talking with the home plate umpire, exchanging some words. Tension's finally starting to boil over a little bit for the Trappers. And I think that if we may have a strange strike call again at some point here in these last two batters, I would not be shocked to see a Trappers ejection. Will Hoke standing in, the Trappers down to their final two outs. First pitch swinging, lined into left field. Backpedaling, and Easton makes the catch near the wall for out number two. So Will Hoke, first pitch swinging, and the Trappers now down to their final out.
Catcher number two,
Garrett Arnold. The last chance for the Trappers. Just three hits for this Trappers offense. And this just goes to show you that, you know, in the game of baseball, numbers only mean so much. I was the one who made the lineup today for the team, and I put together what looked like the best nine hitters with both the eye test and with numbers on paper. First pitch, and that one missed outside for ball one. I put together what looked like the best lineup that I could, ordered them the way that I thought was best fit, but it just goes to show you that sometimes it does not go the way that you want it to. The count 2-0 now, Garrett Arnold. 10-2 the score, Roosters leading it here, top of the ninth, two outs. Roosters need one more out to end this. Garrett Arnold popped up to the right side, and that will fall out of play. The count 2-1. If the Trappers lose this game, they will lose this four-game series 3-1. And they will fall to 11-23 on the season. And the pitch, that one's fouled back. The count 2-2, and the Trappers now down to their final strike. Maddox Mueller is on deck. Now we have the home plate umpire going to grab some more baseballs because he runs out, so he needs to refill the pockets. And following his 123 pitches thrown over the last 4 days, Travis Herbert has thrown 123 pitches here tonight. The 2-2 pitch popped up into center field. Nakasuka barely has to move, and he makes the catch for out number three. So the Trappers go down in this one, 10-2, our final score. Trappers will now have 3 days off to regroup after this 3-1 series loss in Bancroft. Overall, just a dominating victory for the Roosters. They jumped on Tynan Shahidi early in this game, the position player who had to start, and they lit him up. And they put up some death blow runs in the bottom of the eighth, scoring three to push it out to the 10-2 final score that we had. Travis Herbert goes complete game, three hits, two earned runs. And we'll come back here and we'll have final wrap-ups, final post-game analysis, and we will also have Coach Jamie Habiger up here for our post-game interview. We'll take a quick break for the Trapper Wrap post-game. 10-2, the final score. The Roosters win it against your Trappers here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper Postgame Show, Trapper Wrap, is next here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back in here to Bancroft Memorial Park. The Roosters defeated your Trappers here in the fourth and final game of this road series. 10-2, the final. The offense got started early for the Trappers, scored a run in the top of the first after a leadoff walk, and then a base hit from Hunter Brown, and then an RBI ground out from Anthony Barraza. But from there, the Trappers put up just one more run the entirety of the rest of the game, scoring a run in the top of the eighth, but that is all. Two runs, three hits for this Trappers offense. The Roosters able to light up Tynan Shahidi, who had to start in place of Parker Lewis. Parker Lewis was supposed to start, and he was dealing with some back spasms, and so he had to be pulled. And so Tynan Shahidi, the position player, gets credited with the loss in his 4 2/3 innings, 10 hits allowed, which was most of the hits given up in this game, 13 hits in total for the Roosters, 10 of them against Tynan Shahidi, and then 7 earned runs against Shahidi as well, 6 walks and 3 hit batters. Parker Lewis came in the bottom of the eighth. He pitched an inning, had to throw 34 pitches, gave up 3 runs on 3 hits, and walked a batter as well. The Roosters struck out just one time all night. They were disciplined. They were putting the ball in play. They were getting base runners on board. Just one strikeout is an unbelievable way to wrap up this series for the Roosters. For the Trappers, they are down that left field line talking right now with Coach Jamie. I'll go get Coach right now. We'll have our post-game interview, and then we will try to get back on the road as quickly as possible as a team to head back to Pier, have that 5.5-hour drive lurking ahead of us. So we'll come back here for our post-game interview, and then my final sign-off for the night. 10-2, the final score. Roosters defeat your Trappers. We'll be back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
It wasn't proving myself, but doing what needed to be done. Yeah. Again, like, it's just what's necessary.
Former Stanley County basketball great Sam Oscarello on the game that helped make her senior year special. Hear about it on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're on the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Oh. Yeah, that hurt. And there are epic moments.
Fly, fly, fly!
Go in! Left in 1995! When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to DRGNews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Johnny's Breakfast Diner and Pizzeria, Taco John's and Burger King in Mobridge, Turner Drug, Gas and Goodies and Stan C Store in Gettysburg, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
The DRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
It wasn't proving myself, but doing what needed to be done. Again, like, it's just what's necessary.
Former Stanley County basketball great Sam Oscarello on the game that helped make her senior year special. Hear about it on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Hey, great choice for the Guess That Tune coming back in here to our final little bit of the Trapper Rap post game. 1985 by Bowling for Soup. It's like that makes me 14-3 overall today for my Guess That Tune. We've got Coach Jamie Habiger here now with us. We'll put your mic down and we'll unmute you. And
hello.
Coach, 10-2, the final score. I made the lineup today, so I guess that was on me for the offense getting only three hits.
Yeah, you know, I probably should have pulled Tyne in there in the fourth. He was a little tired, and he talked me into putting him back out there. But Sam came out and did a good job for us. But, you know, with Parker going down 7 minutes before the first pitch, that affected everybody. So
just explain a little bit what it was that happened.
You know what? He was stretching. He just had a sciatica act up and just couldn't get off the ground. Some serious pain. So he did some stretches, iced it a little bit, stood up, got going, was able to come in and throw. So I thought that took a lot of grit for him to come in after being in that much pain.
It was good to see him at least out there, because I know today was a bit of a big day for him as well, a scout in the stands to try and watch him pitch. And yeah. So he's like, I got to try and get back out there any way that I can.
Yeah, that's tough. I think that was his biggest thing. It was a lot of mental, you know. He wasn't able to get back out there right away, and I think that affected him a lot. But he threw good in the last couple innings there, the last inning. And so he's good. He'll be ready to go for us whenever our next game is, the seventh.
Whenever. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows when it'll be? But so what went wrong for the offense? You know, it felt like they just kind of weren't able to string hits together. You know, I know the strike zone these last two nights, but this one was more similar to how last night was, where it was very wide. I know some guys got frustrated with that. But in your eyes, just kind of what went wrong?
I don't think the zone was too bad. You know, he missed a few calls, but they got on us quick, and we just weren't putting together. Travis threw a great game for the Roosters, and probably one of the better games he's thrown against us. So he just had a lockdown. He had some great movement on his pitches tonight, and we hit the ball pretty hard. It was right at him a few times, and just the way it goes. One of those games where the ball didn't fall, and they hit the ball real well tonight.
Yep, so we'll have a very much needed three off days in a row now after, I think, 13 or 14 consecutive days of baseball. We'll have the fourth off tomorrow. We'll have that parade. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, it's a great time. I love hanging out with the Trapper fans and having fun with the team. It's a good time out there.
So we'll have to see when our next game is. Everything's kind of up in the air at this point. No one really knows what's about to happen with our league. We'll kind of have to sit over these next 3 days and just watch what unfolds in front of us. Hopefully this is not it. I would assume that it won't be. I would assume we'll have at least a couple more games this year.
We're going to have some closure for sure. We're not going out like this. We're going to have closure no matter what happens. And whether it's at Pier or Minot or wherever it is, we get to play some more games. And it's unfortunate for the players and the fans that we don't get to play another month and a half. But you know what? Control the controllable since we've talked at the beginning, and this is all we can do. So we're looking forward to playing some games and going forward from there. Just want to say happy 4th of July to everybody out there listening, and have fun. Hopefully we see you at the parade tomorrow.
Sounds great, Coach. We'll talk for their next pregame show whenever that may be, but we'll enjoy these off days in the meantime.
Yep. All right, Ryan. Thanks. Go Trap.
So that will be it for this Trapper Rap postgame. 10-2, the final score. The Trappers fall here in this final game of the four-game road series in Bancroft. So the Trappers now have lost three of their last four after being on that four-game win streak. The record falls to 12-23. And as me and Coach Jamie were kind of talking about, you know, things kind of up in the air, trying to figure out when and where that next game will be played. I would have to assume that it will be against the Saber Dogs. We just do not have really any idea of any of the specifics, with just some of the uncertainty going around the league right now, but those will be things that are figured out and communicated. And as Coach Jamie says, control the controllable. So for tonight, though, Ryan Breeden signing off. I'm going to go eat some food, quickly get on the bus, and make this 5.5-hour venture back to Pier. So for tonight, I'm saying good night, farewell, and until we meet again.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pier Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.